Hello, my name is Marlene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring vegan music, news, events, and interviews about the vegan evolution revolution happening worldwide, manifesting a paradigm of liberation, freedom, peace, health, wellness, and sustainability. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. Vegan Nation has been on air since 2015. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. Soon we'll be joined by vegan rapper I Feel in Croatia. Let's listen to more of his song, My Vegan Life. Spinach and maca, healthy bastard, high like Chewbacca. Vegan muscle, pea rice and hemp. Vegan strong, call me Clark Kent. King of the jungle, still thumping on my chest. Rice and beans, this just the best, the best. But I'ma take some vegan cheese. Just mayo on my sandwich, please. Truffle sausage on my vegan pizza. Vegan ice cream in the freezer. Worship Satan, don't do bacon. Never hating, we clean shaking. Worship Satan, drop the bacon. Can never hate and we reach shaking. Rapper I Feel is also a vegan animal rights activist. He organizes public events that promote veganism and compassionate lifestyle in Croatia. I Feel also brings people to volunteer and work at animal sanctuaries to help the sanctuaries and to inspire people to directly connect with animals. As a rapper, he has recorded 3 studio albums and has numerous music videos about animal lives and their suffering in today's society. His album, Let's Talk About It, is a blueprint for a feel-good life. It was designed to take listeners on an emotional trip, inform them, connect them with animals, and inspire them to live a more compassionate lifestyle. Welcome, I Feel, and thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Hi, Marlene. Such a pleasure to be here.
I'm very, very thrilled. Thank you so much. And your music is totally awesome. I love it.
As an artist, we have a responsibility to actually send this message out, the message of compassion, and to help people reconnect with why we're doing this. You know, we're doing this because of animals.
Yes. How long have you been a vegan?
I've been a vegan since 2012, exactly. And that's the year that I dropped my first album, Animal in Me, because I realized that's the only way. That's the only way we can actually send this message if we connect the message that we are actually, we have this animal in us, and we all share this essential part of ourselves and of our nature with animals. We humans are the animals, in essence. So connecting with the animal in me is how we connect with the other animals around us. That was the idea.
Yes, thank you. Please tell me about your events in Croatia.
Pretty much what I try to do, I have organized a group of people called Vegan Thugs. And what we essentially do is we're all vegans and we're all activists. And we organize on Facebook. So it's pretty much grassroots organizing people on Facebook, friends and family and acquaintances. And we actually do a lot of things that we can do for animals. So there's a lot of things that we cannot do, and we gather around an idea that we can actually go organize fundraisers. So sometimes we bake pancakes and cakes and pizzas, all vegan, of course, to introduce that idea to people that vegan food is actually tasty. And we collect donations for animal rights organizations or for animal sanctuaries or for dog shelters or cat shelters. And most lovely part of it is actually organizing ourselves and going to help animal sanctuaries. So actually, you know, going in and finding out what they need in an animal sanctuary. We just recently went to an animal sanctuary called Koki in Slovenia, helped them out. And we went to Sunčani Breg, which is an animal sanctuary in Croatia here. And we actually go over there and see what they need. So we needed to build the part of the house where the cow was gonna come, so she can get out and walk on a meadow. So essentially, you go in there, you do something, you connect with all these animals, you meet all these beautiful saved animals, and you meet all the pigs, you meet the chickens, you meet the ducks, you meet the geese, you meet the cow. You know what I mean? You meet goats. And then you connect with them, and that's like to us. It makes her better. It makes us better activists. It makes us more compassionate people. And of course, to me, it's a big source of inspiration for my music and for my music videos.
Beautiful, thank you. I feel this is Meet Me.
Celebrate that life. Let's go get it. Celebrate that life. Let's go get it. We connected face to face and through the heart. I promise that I'll stay focused and reach out through my art. Compassion revolution, straight from the stage. Calling 911, locked up in the cage. Met so many faces and many great people. Realized there was good and a lot of evil. Realized that it's the lies that we gotta see through. Close your eyes, you know that they wanna reach you. Let them teach you where the sun shine on a face. And I'm fine, feeling fine with a little bass. Feeling good, goddamn, and misunderstood. They don't feel it, but I know that they wish they could. Celebrate that life, let's go get it. Get it. Celebrate that life, let's go get it. Sacrifice nothing and get everything. Everything. Sacrifice nothing and get everything. Let's go. Celebrate that life, let's go get it. Get it. Celebrate that life, let's go get it. Sacrifice nothing and get everything. Sacrifice nothing and meet me. Oh, lock a key to unlock what's deep inside. And I like that I felt just right inside. You see, I get goosebumps when I talk this way. Been quite some time since I walked this way. Vegan for life, and that's the way I stay. Don't judge me, I'm just a beast that way in no peaceful way. And it's okay if you're scared of the beast, better learn to play.
Learn to play,
learn to live, connect and give. So I went face to face and started to live. Reconnected, felt
inspired
to go high and higher.
Feel it. Oh,
and that's a great name. How'd you come up with that?
It's actually pretty self-explanatory message, but all the animals, all of us are saying I feel, you know what I mean? So that's something that I put on my on my tattoo sleeve. I made a tattoo sleeve in 2012 also, when I became vegan, with all my favorite pictures of all my favorite animals in my life. My dog Flash that passed away, my family dog Luna that passed away, and a lot of animals from sanctuaries that I met when I went to meet animals in Germany, in the U.S., in Croatia, in Slovenia. I put all of them on my face, and there was a message down there. It says, I feel. So it only made sense that I call myself I Feel, because it's a message that I'm sending out with my music, that all of these animals, they feel.
Let's go! Go, go, go,
yes.
Go, go!
Really, it's so obvious. It's just so... It's so surprising to me still in 2024 that there's such a massive resistance to the vegan animal liberation movement by especially the religious institutions and the educational system.
Look at them and feel nothing. How can you see that pain and walk by? How can you say, I don't care, hey, what's with you? How can you say, I want my cheese, although you know who died for it? Little baby cow, how can you say, I don't care, hey, what's with you?
This is Feel Their Pain.
You feel their pain, whether they're a caged or in shame.
By Annette Rudat. In Munich, Germany, in collaboration with I Feel.
Please feel the pain.
How
can you still eat the meat, even though you know it's a dead body? How can you say, I don't care, hey, what's with you? How can you still go visit a zoo where animals are chained, only there for you? How can you say, I don't care, hey, what's with you?
Please, I beg you, feel the pain, whether they are caged or in chains. That doesn't matter, that doesn't matter. Please, I beg you, feel the pain, whether they are caged or in chains. That doesn't matter, that doesn't matter.
How can you visit a circus where animals are forced to the things that they were born, that don't want to entertain you? How can you say, I don't care, hey, what's with you? How can you wear leather with fervent pride? They're laying in blood while they're screaming alive. How dare you say, I don't care, hey, what's with you?
Please, I beg you, feel the pain, whether they are caged or in chains. That doesn't matter, that doesn't matter.
How dare you say, I don't care, how dare you say, I don't care, how dare you say, I don't care, how can you sit there, where is your compassion, when did you lose, where is your compassion, when did you lose, when did you lose it?
When it's compassion, like you're saying, I feel compassion, justice, very simple, very basic.
Yeah. You know, once you know that well, because you've been an animal rights warrior for a long time. So have I and other people that listen to this. And it's a great sense of frustration with the lack of empathy that people feel. But I think, you know, the path that I take in telling this story and sharing this with the world is more, of course, with a little more empathy and understanding. But at the same time, you know, you cannot stand to see people be so blatantly rude and disrespectful towards the vegan movement in some ways. But essentially, if we present this message in a positive way, where we focus on empathy and understanding, we can get through and send a message out to some people who will listen to the message. But I had to make peace with a part of myself that is so angry at people that do not want to hear the message. But at the same time, I'm focusing on sending the message out to the people that really have potential of showing some empathy towards animals. You know what I mean?
Yes, and especially like at your music events, that's really hopeful. That shows the light is coming through.
Absolutely. It's really amazing. I performed a lot in the middle of Munich, actually, at a vegan event for over 10 years, Vegan Mania in Munich, in the center of Munich. And it's always a lot of people passing through on the main square, and we have events, and we're talking about this, and I'm rapping on the stage or hop off and on the stage. And always, depending on where you are, especially in Germany, these people are very open to the message, listening to it, and they always ask questions, and they're all very curious about that.
And I appreciate the fact that you also offer the vegan food so that it helps people transition. Can you tell me about, one of your songs says something about that. Is it schnitzel?
vegan schnitzel. So in Germany, I made a song especially for my German fans. It's called Kein Schnitzel, which means no steak, no schnitzel. So schnitzel is this typical German Bavarian food. So I said Kein Schnitzel. You know, so you go drei Schnitzel, which means three schnitzels, drei Schnitzel, zwei Schnitzel, ein Schnitzel, kein Schnitzel. No schnitzel in my hand. First you gotta feel, then you can understand. So it's sort of a message to my German fans who to actually, you know, consider slowly transitioning from three pieces of schnitzel to two pieces of schnitzel, from one piece of schnitzel to a zero schnitzel, or actually go to a vegan schnitzel, because in Germany they have so many good options, vegan options. It's amazing to have these vegan schnitzels. So it's really no reason to actually, eat this, support this old tradition. So it's basically, Marlene, this whole thing, being in Europe is, I lived in the States for a while as well. I lived in New York, I lived in Louisiana, I lived in LA. So being here in Europe, in so-called old world now, gives me this opportunity to kind of see it from a different point of view. So people are used to tradition here, especially in Europe. Europe has hardcore old school tradition, meat eating tradition, hunting tradition, and all that shit. So basically, what we're trying to do with this modern meat vegan movement in a positive way, present this as a new tradition. So I say compassion is a new tradition. My lady made that phrase. Compassion is a new tradition. So it's basically, we got to take these old traditions, change them into new ones, because people respect tradition, but if we make this, we infuse a little empathy into this old tradition, we can create much better tradition and have people respect that more. So that's a beauty of actually being here and being part of the movement in Europe now, because it's the old world traditions in a new positive light.
We're listening to I Feel, a vegan rapper in Croatia. I Feel is joining us via Skype in Croatia. You tune into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Molly Nara, in Worcester, Massachusetts. We'll be taking a short break, and then we'll continue our conversation with I Feel.
Feel me between the hearts, not on TV, beneath the stars, in the grass, not fancy cars, on a chain, in the park, in the sun, in the dark. Sacrifice nothing to get everything. Sacrifice nothing to get everything.
Welcome back from the break. Thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene, in Massachusetts. We're very fortunate to be joined by I Feel, a vegan rapper in Croatia. And I also love your collaboration with Annette.
Yeah, you like that song?
Yes, Feel Their Pain.
Yeah. Well, we made a song because it was a connection. We performed together in Germany as well, and it was great. It gave me that idea, and I said, let's go ahead and do it. It's a little different from all the stuff that I usually do, but her voice was amazing on that song, and I'm sure you played it on your station before. She has this really, really emotional voice on that song, and I just did my part, and we sent a message out that a lot of animals feel, in many ways. For example, in the zoos, so people are so unaware of what they're eating. So we kind of talked about that in a song. We talked about the zoos. We talked about wearing fur. We talked about, we covered a lot of topics, because it's that kind of a song where you can cover a lot of topics in under 3 minutes.
Yes, thank you. And I'd like to hear more about Let's Talk About It, your album.
Let's talk about it. So we have a lot of things to talk about. That's what I always say. But let's talk about it. I've done so many songs about animal pain and about suffering, and about, when you listen to some songs, you kind of drop a tear or two, because it's all that inner life of these animals is really emotional. If we use our empathy pool as a tool to kind of go into that mindset, we can feel their pain. So a lot of people don't even ask themselves how animals feel. So in my first two albums, I talked about a lot of that. A lot of my anger came out, because I was so angry at people who don't care, especially angry at corporations, which just blatantly use and abuse these animals. It's horrible. So this third album is a kind of a sidestep from that. It's almost like, let's give people a blueprint from song number one to the last song, where they can actually listen to the songs and go on an emotional roller coaster and feel what these animals feel. It's kind of an imitation from song number one to the last song to adopt a different view on animals and animal lives. So there's an introduction, a talk really gently guiding people into what they're going to be listening to, and give introduction, a description, a brief description of each song, and then we go on song by song, kind of like I said, like an emotional roller coaster where you actually feel these animals, and in the end you want to explore your own habits, your own traditions, your own paradigms that you grew up with. And then in the end I also give my email, and I give instructions to the listener at the end of the album. I will send them also a free blueprint as far as how to adopt fitness lifestyle, I send them a book with recipes. I give them all practical ideas that I can actually use and try this vegan lifestyle, healthy vegan feel-good lifestyle.
Awesome. Thank you. And so on that note, let's hear some of your contact information and websites, etc.
Yeah, well, all of my stuff is on ifeelanimals.online. So ifeelanimals.online. From my music videos, from a newsletter to Instagram to TikTok and all that stuff, all the stuff is online. There's also, I have a proud vegan store. So all the merch I've printed out with vegan, non-toxic, biodegradable ink, 15% of profit goes to animal sanctuaries and animal rights organizations. So, but primarily the music and the videos are on there as well, on YouTube and everywhere else in the whole world. So basically, my whole music, if I would summarize it, the whole music and videos, the whole idea is to actually help people remember why we're talking about this, why we're talking about animals. If we really focus on going to animal sanctuaries and helping them out, and if we remember why we're vegan, then there will be no more, you know, ex-vegans, and there will be no more confusion if we have pretty clear about why we do it. And this is why I have my songs and videos to help people, to inspire people to remember that and to actually adopt the lifestyle. And if you remember the why, we will find a way.
Lovely. Lovely in truth. Thank you. Thank you, I feel. And it is a blueprint for a feel-good life.
Absolutely.
In my past as an activist, I started out as a peace activist, and then into civil rights and women's rights and feminism. And then as it progressed into veganism, I really do believe that veganism, authentic veganism, animal liberation, is the root that can restore harmony. When I say restore, I'm going back to the golden age, talking about millennia ago, to restore harmony on earth. So it really will be peace and joy and abundance for all. So thank you for your noble work, powerful work.
My pleasure. I think you're absolutely right. And because what you just said is the essence of it all. All of these movements are social justice movements, and they're actually movements for basic human rights and basic animal rights. So basic right of all beings. So even civil rights and animal rights and women, female rights. And, you know, there's all kinds of rights that we had to fight for as humans. But this animal and compassion towards animals is the pinnacle of it all. And it actually, if we focus on that, we can bring it all back, like you said, to a golden age. And we have to kind of like drop the ego, drop the profit margins, and drop all these people that are doing evil on this planet. And then we bring it back to what we're actually supposed to be. And I like what you just said. We have to fight for those rights, because that's the essence of us humans, actually, empathy.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, I feel. We're coming to a close in the interview for today. What additional messages do you have for our listeners?
Well, the only message I would actually have is to go to animal sanctuaries and to reconnect with animals there, because once we all go on YouTube and watch these animal sanctuaries videos from the sanctuaries, and that's all beautiful. But if you have a chance, and there is a database of all the animal sanctuaries around you, make sure you go to one, connect with a pig. All the animals in animal sanctuaries have names. So connect with the uncle, connect with Mali, connect with all these animals, with pigs, with chickens, with cows, connect with them and feel them, and then you'll be inspired to be a better advocate for them as well. That's my only message.
Thank you. And let's have a repeat of your website and contact information.
Yeah, like I said, all the information about my music and music videos and all the stuff around me that I offer is on my website, and you can just go www.ifeelanimals.online.
Thank you very much, Ifeel. Thank you for all you do, and thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Thank you for inviting me, Marlene, and Vegan Nation, that's the right nation.
Yeah.
Imagine a better world, imagine a better self. Imagine living in a place where peace and love is wealth. Imagine all the people loving themselves. Instead of being fake and hating, all I wanna do is help. Love all the animals, stay living in hell. Corporations are greedy, they got us under their spell. Gotta turn up the TV, look in my eyes and feel me. Can be all that you wanna be, not just the one to be. Better believe me, you get this one life, so only you are never gone. You were born for this moment right now, and in a second you're gone. Straight from the stars, lifting the heart, our earth is our only home. Respect, protect, good thrills, you gotta earn this, dealing this wrong. Unify, no segregation, medicate by meditation, compassion and elevation.
That was Ifeel, Imagination, by Ifeel. Much thanks to Ifeel for joining us on Vegan Nation, and much thanks to our listeners for tuning into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene, in Massachusetts. Please join us again next week at the same time. Vegan Nation has been on air since 2015. You can hear this program again at vegansradio.com. And also at wcuw.org/community/vegan nation. Let's go out with My Vegan Life by Ifeel. This is Marlene in Massachusetts wishing you a lovely, peaceful, harmonious day.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm interrupting this program with a special announcement.
Let me tell you something about that fish that of mine.
Let me tell you something about that, about that.
Just the way, 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 way I live my vegan life.
Let me tell you something about this fish that of mine. Got that V on the front, V on my back, V on my mind, and V on my tap.
Damn.
But it runs skin deep. V on my plate and V on my feet. V on my lap and V on my side. V when I rap and V when I ride. V because I wanna be on that side. V because I do not want him to die.
It's the way I live my life. It's just the way.
That feel because I can, because I see them feel and understand. Vegan for a reason, not for a season. Vegan because I cry when I see them stop breathing. Let me take a breath and make a wish there is no pain left. Hold the vision tight, turn the lights off stealth. Straight out the jungles, you'll get that wealth. I love birds in the breeze, chimps in the trees, ducks, macaws, let's not forget the bees, cows and their babies, fish in the seas, whales and chickens, all rest in peace. Close the sea world, save the rhino, save a two rows, we're not fine, no. Close the sea world, save the rhino, save a two rows, we're not fine, no.
It's the way I live my life, it's just the way.